Hi guys, welcome back to The Dark Truth. Today, as promised in a previous podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you the audio stripped off of a video where a doctor who herself has about 1,600 patients is going to take you through how this biological weapon works, how the vaccines work, what each vaccine is designed and engineered to do by Big Pharma. And you may or may not know this already, but if you don't, I'm going to make you aware of it. Did you know that governments were offered all of these vaccines for all of their population at no cost, provided the governments were forceful and put these mandates and media in place to force people to get the vaccines? So my experience with Big Pharma, because I've invested in these companies over the years, not anymore since this started, Big Pharma is there to make money. Big Pharma does not make money by just distributing free vaccines. So there has to be more to it. They've got to be playing a longer game. So I'm going to be sharing this audio with you right after this clip you're hearing now. And she is going to explain what each part does. So let's listen into that and let's see what she has to say.
So I am a natural doctor, and I have 1,600 patients. Many are vaccinated. Just to give you a little bit of backstory about my credibility, what I've seen so far and what I've learned is all information from physicians, medical physicians, natural physicians, and also immunization, virology doctors, things like that, and then also nurses. So what I'm about to share with you is the first vaccine, the second vaccine, and then the boosters and what it does to your body. The first vaccine, as it goes into your body, it has a small amount of saline and then a bunch of ingredients that are very catastrophic to your cellular system. What that does to your immune system, which is your bone marrow, your thymus gland, your spleen, and all other systems associated with your immune system, it decreases the ability to produce white blood cells by 50% from your first vaccine. Then 8 weeks later, which is white blood cell reproductive system, so your ability to make another generation of white blood cells is 8 weeks. That's why they set it up 8 weeks later to hit it again. So you hit the white blood cell ability while it's down. So now what you do is now they decrease the saline in the second one and they increase the harmful ingredients. So now you have a shift in the ingredients. So they decrease the saline and increase. So now there's a shift. And then what they do is that second dose attacks your ability to make white blood cells by an additional 25%. So now you only have a white blood cell ability, like the ability to make white blood cells functioning at 25%. So you just wiped out 75% of your military and the ability to make that military. Then what they do is they set in the booster. The booster has 81 strands of foreign bacteria that your cells have never come across. You don't have the antibodies to fight it, but you only have 25% of your white blood cell production to be able to fight it. So it's a losing battle. So then what starts to happen is you start to get chronic inflammation that goes to the areas that you had predisposition. So if you were someone that has gut health issues, that's your area that is going to focus on, and you're going to have inflammation in the gut health. If it's respiratory, if you have tumor or cancer, or if you have, say, endometriosis, or you have a skin condition, whatever that is, it's going to inflame that area, because now the body has hit the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight, and the body is in a chronic inflammatory state with a low immunity and a low immune response. Then you get your second booster. What the second booster has is it has 8 strands of HIV. And now what that does is it completely shuts off your ability to make white blood cells. And if you Google what that disease is, it is HIV. So now we have people that are walking around with no immune system, no ability to make an immune system, 81 strands of foreign bacteria, and then also 8 strands of foreign HIV, along with all the other harmful ingredients. And then they remove all the saline from the first and second booster. Now, to make matters worse, during this process, 20 to 30% of the population is going to die every single series of this process. There's four series. They have three more boosters that are coming out, and the reason why is because once they make you so that your immune system can't make white blood cells anymore, you become dependent on the boosters to survive, just like someone becomes dependent on insulin. Big Pharma is looking for people that either die off to protect our population control, and then those that don't die off, we will have reoccurring customers for life with the boosters so that they will be able to maintain income and collect the money back from all the funding that they put in to make these vaccines in the first place. So hope you hope that was helpful. I hope that you listen to this properly, and I hope that you take the time to do your own critical thinking and just give it 2 to 3 years. Every single animal that was participated in this study for any of these vaccines had 100% death rate. And I encourage you all to just take a moment, look around you, and just wait it out. And let's just see what, let nature take its course, and let's just see what happens. Thank you.
Okay, so there you have it. I hope you'll pardon the dog barking. I'm actually babysitting my stepdaughter's dogs. But you have the truth. You have what's happening with the vaccines. You have a planned system that was never about COVID-19. It is about creating an HIV-ridden population and making us into humans that need those remaining boosters to survive. Because people that go through this regimen of vaccines and boosters will have no autoimmune system. You have an HIV population. This is known not just to naturopaths, but to a lot of doctors and nurses. The challenge is that a lot of doctors that have been trying to speak out, even pharmacists have been trying to speak out, they're having their licenses pulled. They're being put in prison. You saw what's happening with Rocco Galati. He's the most outspoken attorney against this, who's built and assembled the largest class action lawsuit constitutionally in the history of Canada. Suddenly, he gets an illness and he's in a medically induced coma in ICU. So people that are the whistleblowers, people like myself, are putting our lives on the line for this. This is the real science. The way to tell if somebody is using real science or not, so when I'm talking about producing the vaccines, is, first of all, are they willing to accept the legal responsibility for their science? None of the pharmaceutical companies have any legal responsibility. They've been indemnified by the governments. That's part of the contract that went to the governments. The vaccine companies went to the governments and said, we're going to provide you with these vaccines for your population for free. In exchange, you're going to make sure everybody takes them. You're going to make sure the media presses them. You're going to put mandates in place that remove their rights if they don't get vaccinated. This is all about money. That's very clear. That's the real science. So I wanted to share that audio with you. There's a whole lot more that's been going on in the last few days. I apologize that I haven't had a podcast out. I want you to percolate on this one for at least a day. Please share this with anybody you care about. This is probably the most important few months or year that we're ever going to experience. We have to stop what's going on. Excuse me. That's really important. Oh, here's an interesting thing. None of the lab mice, 6,400 lab mice were used in Pfizer's process for developing these vaccines. None survived. No lab mouse has survived mRNA. The way that works is a mouse is, his life for a week and a half is equal to a human year and a half. So none of the vaccinated mice survived. Where will all these vaccinated humans be in a year and a half? Now, like this doctor said that you just listened to, she said that the first vaccine, or each vaccine, is designed to wipe out 20 to 30% of the population. I don't understand why they would do that, but I guess I don't have to. We only have to know that it's going on. Please share this with people you care about. Please speak out. Please be vocal and be brave. We can find our way through this. God bless.